Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we have a special treat right now. Joining me now are Brian Dorries, writer and translator and director of the Philoctetes Project, which stages readings of the works of Sophocles for combat veterans. Brian, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much.
And David Strathairn is here as well. He's, of course, an actor. Maybe you saw him in Bourne Ultimatum or Good Night and Good Luck, for which he received an Academy Award nomination. He's been reading the role of Philoctetes in these stage productions, and he is also here in our studio. David, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
And Brian, let me start with you. Why do you think that ancient Greek theater, these plays are 2,500 years old, would be relevant for today's audience, and why veterans in particular?
Well, the two plays in particular we're doing, Ajax and Philoctetes, have something very specific to say to combat veterans. Ajax is a play about a textbook post-traumatic combat veteran who, after the Trojan War, slips into a depression, tries to murder his commanding officers, fails, and then tries to take his own life. It's also about his wife's trying to stop him from committing suicide. Philoctetes is a play about a combat veteran who's wounded, left behind by his army, and in the ninth year of the Trojan War must accept medical treatment from an army and a nation he no longer trusts in order to be healed. So those are that's the specific impetus of bringing it to the military audience.
And David, why did you get involved in this project?
It's kind of a long story. I'll try to make it as concise as possible. But I had been involved in a project years ago called Beyond the Call, which dealt with a death penalty situation and a returning Vietnam vet who was executed for having accidentally shot a Louisiana state trooper and while under a post-traumatic stress situation. And I've been sort of on the periphery of that situation, that issue, in the work I've done since.
So that made this whole thing close to your heart. And you read the part of Philoctetes. You're going to read a scene for us, I understand. Do you want to set it up in any way, establish the character or anything?
Well, it's Philoctetes' response to Neoptolemus, who is a young soldier who Odysseus has involved in a deception of Philoctetes. They're trying to get a hold of Heracles' bow, which is a weapon that never fails to kill. And Odysseus prizes this weapon with the Trojan Wars in mind. And Philoctetes is introducing himself to Neoptolemus. And, well, that's pretty much it, yeah.
I'm ready.
I am wretched, hated by the gods, if men don't know my story. Those who discarded my weak body now laugh silently while the disease grows stronger each day. My son, I am Philoctetes, the keeper of Heracles' bow, whom the generals and Odysseus abandoned. Suffering from a snake bite, they left me here to die, in tattered rags, sleeping in a jagged cave, starving without much food to eat. I only wish the same for them. Imagine my surprise, son, when I awoke. The tears I shed, the sound of my sadness. All of the ships in the fleet had vanished. Alone with my infection, I only knew pain. Time demanded that I scavenge for food with this sacred bow, which saved my life. I would crawl through deep mud on stiff knees, scraping my rotten foot against rocks. When water was scarce, I survived by collecting ice. I spent cold winter nights without fire, but rubbing stones together for their spark. I saved myself from certain death. So you see, I have everything I need here in this cave, except a cure for my endless affliction. Listen, son, and I will tell you about this island. Sailors know not to approach its rough shores. It is not a destination for men who know its dangers. Occasionally, those who chance to end up here take pity on me with food and clothing, but never, when I have asked, offer to take me home. 9 miserable years. Son, this is what they have done to me. The Greek generals and Odysseus. I only pray the Olympian gods visit them with proportionate suffering.
David Strathairn in our studio reading the part of Philoctetes as he does in these presentations of that play and Ajax to veterans, directed by Brian Dorries, who was also here as the director. How'd he do?
He was fabulous.
Seriously, David, when you read to these audiences, do you see a moment of revelation on the faces of these men and maybe sometimes women when they realize that soldiers have been dealing with the emotional pain of war and some of those particular issues that that passage contains for 2,500 years?
Yes, it's quite extraordinary, the response that we've seen, that they recognize, that they recognize in Philoctetes, in Ajax, the same things which are, that they're dealing with today. It's quite extraordinary. It opens up a whole different avenue of expression for them.
And Brian, what do you hope that they get out of it? Is it identity and catharsis? Is it political awareness? What?
Well, of course, I would hope that in some way it would be healing for them to hear stories 2,500 years old that depict some of the emotions that they might be feeling today and might be isolated in their sense of only being feeling those emotions in an isolated space. My other objective is to open a space for dialogue, both between veterans and their spouses and the caregivers and the chaplains and the psychiatrists who help them, but also with civilians, about some of the challenges that veterans face returning to democratic society after serving in war.
So you actually hope that doing theater can actually help combat veterans reintegrate into democratic civilian society.
That's my hope, and it's based on an idea that Dr. Jonathan Shea, who's a MacArthur Fellow in 2007, came up with. And the idea was and is that Greek drama, in its origin in the 5th century, was a form of therapy written by veterans for veterans. Sophocles served as general twice. He was elected general twice. You don't get that from writing nice poetry. Aeschylus served. We know that the people in the Theater of Dionysus, the very audience members themselves, were combat veterans, citizen soldiers. And so if you think about that context of citizen soldiers in the center of a city watching plays about combat and issues that only they could understand, it makes sense that maybe catharsis could be seen through the lens of the combat veteran being healed.
And in Ajax, the other play you're doing, his wife, Tecmessa, is on the front lines of dealing with someone with what we would now call PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. David, are the spouses also there, and do they identify with her?
Yes. The ripple effects of PTSD, a returning vet into, as Brian says, a democratic society, are sometimes not understood by the civilian populace. But it affects everything from the family out, not only the wives, but the children, but the neighborhoods, but the employment terrain. It's an extraordinary ripple effect.
What did they call it then? They didn't call it PTSD. What is it called in this play?
Well, it's there were all kinds of words for madness in the ancient world. If you literally describe Ajax's madness in the play, in the Greek, it's something like his mind is being ravaged by a tempestuous disease. But he's described as sitting in his tent, staring off into the distance. I translate that the 1,000-yard stare, and some of the veterans in the audience seem to respond to that, shell-shocked. We use some sort of modern 20th century, 21st century terminology.
Now, David, before we run out of time, to digress, when we were out at the Democratic Convention in Denver, we thought we heard your voice narrating the Obama bio video. Was that you?
I confess it was, yes.
A big Obama supporter? Is that why you did it?
Yes.
Are you panicking? Are you freaking out?
I'm hopeful.
And you portrayed Edward R. Murrow, in Good Night and Good Luck. And obviously, besides the other things that he's known for, challenging power in the way that he did, he came to prominence as a war correspondent. Does that tie together that project and this project?
Well, now you mention it, there may be a little connective
not,
tissue.
Not really.
There.
a stretch. I just want to make sure people know that there are a few tickets available. They will be staging a reading, David and Brian, in this production, scenes from Sophocles' Ajax and Philoctetes tomorrow afternoon at the Juilliard School. And Brian, I gather if there are some interested listeners who are also veterans, they can get tickets?
Yes, we'd like to offer free seats to any veterans who would like to attend to do this, to obtain these free seats. I'd ask that they just simply RSVP to me by emailing me at info@philoctetesproject.org sometime today, and I'll confirm their reservation.
info@philoctetesproject.org.
Excuse me,
O-R-G. Just like us. Okay. Thank you both very much, David Thuthan, Brian Dorries, for coming in and sharing this with us.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.